Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures today were mostly higher in all contracts except wheat futures. Now, July wheat futures were strong going into the first notice day, which is Monday. July Kansas City wheat was up 6 1/4 at 720 and a quarter. July Chicago wheat up 5 at 580 and a half. Really, the whole grain complex was following what the soybeans were doing. They were quite strong today. July soybeans closed up 21 cents at 1436 and 3/4. November new crop beans up 15 and 3/4 at 1244 and 3/4. And then corn also following beans up 1 to 3 cents across the board. The big driver today came on the heels of this morning's export report. The big shocker was in the soybeans. Old crop sales were 317,200 metric tons, where we were looking for anything from a negative 100,000 for old crop to a positive 100,000. So let's say the average was no exports. It was 317,000. So quite a bit above what we were expecting. And that's why the July beans rallied so much to get kicked off. It really started this morning at about 7:30 a.m. when that report was released. And cattle futures quite strong. Feeder cattle up the limit in the first 2 months. Live cattle up about $2 in the first 2 months.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Tomorrow morning kicks off the event-filled 2 days of reports. We have a Canadian acreage report tomorrow morning at 7:30. All wheat planted acres expected to be 24.5 million acres, down from 26.3 million acres last year. And then here on the planted acres and grain stocks report for Monday, corn acres expected to be 91.73, slightly higher than in March. 2013, we were at 95.37, so higher than March but less than last year. Soybeans, 82.15. That's up from the March USDA estimate of 81.5. And 2013, we were at 76.5. So a big jump from last year. And then all wheat, same as what they estimated in March, at 55.82 million acres, down from last year's 56.16. Grain stocks, corn looking for it to be 3.754 billion bushels. Soybeans, 378 million bushels. And wheat, 598 million bushels. If you look at that compared to last year, that's almost a billion bushels higher than this time last year. Soybeans are about 50 million bushels less, and then wheat's about 120 million bushels less than this time last year.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's numbers, August live cattle up 210 at 152.75, October up 185 at 155.52, August feeder cattle up $3 at 215.12, September also up $3 at 216.90, July lean hogs up 55 at 129.85, August up 15 at 128.80. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat up 7 at 7.21, September up 1 1/4 at 7.14 3/4. July Chicago wheat up 6 3/4 at 5.82 1/4. July corn up 1 3/4 at 4.42 3/4. September up 3 1/4 at 4.39. August soybeans up 21 1/4 at 14.37. August up 20 at 13.81 3/4. July cotton down 1.43 at 80.37. In October, down 78 at 74.12. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.